B-Pod Studios.
Hey, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
This weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm gonna...
Party!
Party, 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 party!
P-A-R-T!
Why? Why? I'll tell you why.
This has been the longest week of my life!
And I need a...
two-day weekend.
I need to party.
I need to party.
So come on, let's get this party started!
Let's get this party started!
It's showtime.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
So this is the hottest weekend of the summer by far, right? This is the one that everybody is going to be finding shade, friends, pools. Someone's going on vacation next week.
All right. Okay.
So boat to the island. That'll be good. That'll be nice and cool. Yeah.
Who in the room is going to the vineyard? Raise your hand, please.
Okay.
Oh, look, there she is. Nice.
I guess your guilt coffee didn't work.
No, it didn't.
It did. I love the guilt coffee.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here's a plan from the Red Cross to deal with excessive heat.
Yeah. Okay.
The seven rules I'll run by quickly. Number one, have a plan if the power goes out. You have a plan for that?
No.
Yeah, I have a generator.
That's a good plan, but you should write your plans down. Number two.
Okay, I'll write that down.
If you don't
have generator.
Yes, buy generator. If you don't have air conditioning, have a list of places you can go to, such as Starbucks.
Starbucks?
A library or a mall.
A library?
Yeah,
who goes to the library?
They have AC.
Does the library have AC?
I don't think ours does.
I think the one in Woburn does.
Okay. The movie theater, always really chilly.
Okay.
That's true.
This is stay hydrated. This is good news. It's good stuff here. You probably wouldn't have thought of it. Stay hydrated by drinking lots of fluids, even if you're not thirsty.
Well, I got plenty of coffee and beer, so I should be good.
No, I like a little gin and tonic.
No, avoid caffeine and alcohol.
You're I don't know if I like your list.
I'm just helping you survive, Brian.
Yeah, well,
this is what I'm struggling with. Eat smaller meals more often rather than two or three big meals.
Yeah, that's not a request I'm going to Brian, well, get behind.
But no, you could just go to like Costco or something because it's got air conditioning and those little tiny meals. You can just keep going.
You know what?
Around.
That's actually the best idea you've had.
How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
If you have to work outdoors, take lots of breaks. That's good. See, they wouldn't have thought of that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, really.
And finally, check on friends, families, and neighbors who don't have air conditioning and live alone. Invite them into your house.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Slow down.
LBF says, point out the library for you.
Yeah, I'll take him to the library. See you later.
There's a caring neighbor.
Summer reads.
LBF.
Everybody be safe.
There we go. All right, it's 5:40. It's Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian helping you survive the heat wave. And coming up, yesterday's Grand in 60 Seconds. This was the first time that I've ever had, since I've been here, a player call you out, LBF.
It was
amazing.
She
had questions about your questions.
Jocelyn.
Okay? That's the only time she remembers the name.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's going to be hot today. Probably haven't heard that, so let's break the news. Jeez, it is everywhere, but I guess it should be. It's just a crazy hot weekend. 92 today. Starts heating up about noonish.
Yeah, that's when it's really going to hit, and then it's going to stick around all the way until Sunday, maybe even Monday morning.
Good word, stick around.
Oh, yeah.
Stick around.
Oh, God, yeah. You know what?
Oh, you're
it's not a great leather couch weekend.
No.
If you are, you're going to be stuck there all week.
Don't move. Don't move. Yeah. Okay, Brian, what is the deal? Rumors are that a certain Patriot tight end might be coming back.
Well, Rich Eisen, NFL Network.
Okay.
He's good.
Yep.
He believes 100% that Gronk, he'll be at the banner ceremony, and he'll get the itch to play again.
Wait, so he's 100% that he's going to the banner ceremony, or 100% he's going to play?
He believes 100% that he'll be at the banner ceremony, and that's what will give him that itch to play. And, I mean, training camp opens for the Patriots this weekend.
Ugh.
And are you kidding?
That's a terrible
job. Next week will be fun, though, if you go to the camp. That's really fun.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that, like, Gronk doesn't need to do any of that. Come in, you know, midway through the season, he'll be ready to go.
I think that'd be great.
I think he'll be back.
I don't think it's a good idea.
What's your take?
I don't think it's a good idea. I think he's playing with fire. I think he had his career. I think he had been injured a lot. I think if he plays again, he's going to get really injured, and it's going to be something that he can't bounce back from. He and Camille need to get married and have some kids. And
now, Camille's a girlfriend?
Yes. I like her.
You
I follow
an
her.
In with Camille, don't
I
you?
I follow her on the Insta. Well, she and I get our pressed juice at the same place, Ruta in Canton.
Really?
Oh. I get the D-Puff and it doesn't work,
the
obviously.
What
but whatever
heck?
She's drinking is excellent. It's orange
would,
and yummy.
You know what I would say next time?
What?
I'll have what she's having.
Yes, I know, exactly.
There we go, Camille.
That's a good idea.
All right. What else?
Yeah, quick look at the rest of your sports brought to you by D'Angelo. The Red Sox. They blanked the Blue Jays yesterday. Chris Sale got his first win at Fenway since last July 11th. Ooh, that's
good for him. Did you see Mike Lynch yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Mike Lynch is not a David Price fan.
I don't know anybody who's a David Price fan at this
point. But he was so psyched for his sales.
Yeah, because Chris Sale, he's a good pitcher. He's getting the strikeouts. He's just not getting the wins. So he got a win. That was great to see.
Is he going to see David Price anytime soon? Because those two are going to be...
David Price is pitching tonight.
And Mike Lynch.
Down
Mikey
in Baltimore.
Was not a fan.
Yeah, I think David Price knows that nobody likes him.
Okay.
So, yeah. The Sox begin a six-game road trip, Baltimore and Tampa Bay today. And then tonight, I'm actually going up. This weekend is race weekend up in New Hampshire. So NASCAR, the Foxwoods Resort 301 is a Sunday, and there's racing all weekend up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And the Open Championship is underway. Tiger Woods opened with a 78.
Bye, Tiger.
J.B. Holmes is in the lead at 8-under right now.
Okay.
So
Brian, you're going to the race this weekend.
Yeah.
I was thinking about going.
It's going to be hot.
Is there a box with AC and leather couches that we were talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where we can do that. You can do that. Yeah, right, okay.
Sure. Yeah. Grilled greatness awaits at D'Angelo with the mouth-watering steak number 9 sandwich stacked with sizzling sirloin, peppers, onions, mushrooms, and melty cheese on a foundation of freshly baked bread. Get one today at D'Angelo. Grill-a-looyah.
All right. LBF, have you ever or do you ever leave honey-do list for Dave?
No.
Okay.
Except no.
I've got, there's a woman who's figured it out. She's cracked the code on how to get the husband to do the chores.
Uh-oh.
By these
really?
Yeah, you know, she has leaf stickers around the bonus points and rewards. That's, you're not rewarding him. Wait to hear
no
this.
Kidding.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How's the weather looking, LBF?
Oh, boy. Mm. It's going to snow. It's going to be a little hot.
There we go.
So there's an excessive heat warning in effect from noon
She's
today
lost her mind,
until 8 p.m. on Sunday. So that's going to last. Today's going to be sunny and 92, but tomorrow it's going to be 98, but feel like 112.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So find yourself an air conditioner or a pool.
Well, you're going to the vineyard. You're all set.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, they're vacation shaming me.
Yes, we are.
It sounds very nice.
It does sound nice.
Sunday's going to be 97.
I'd invite my friends myself.
But Monday it's going to be 81, so you practically have to wear a jacket.
Okay. It's 67 now. LBF, do you ever have a do-it list for your husband? Did you ever leave it?
You mean a honey-do list?
Honey-do list, a do-it list. No, my honey...
Different list, Bob.
No. Well, wait a minute. Mine
the
doesn't,
whole list?
My wife, Carolyn, doesn't say honey. It's a do-it list.
Yes,
do
okay.
it. Just do it. You ever do it?
No, okay. I don't. I don't do it.
Brian, do you get the list?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's a wife who's kind of cracked the code here on how to get husbands to do it. She writes a reward with each honey-do thing that he checks off.
Really?
Okay, for instance, wash the dishes. He gets a 12-pack of your favorite beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
Dave, wow.
Number two.
He does the dishes, so.
He doesn't get the beer, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He might go on strike. Two, put the toilet seat down. No nagging for a week.
impossible.
Okay.
Yes.
Now they have a baby at this house.
Yeah.
Change a blowout diaper. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh,
you get a naked hula dance.
That's so that doesn't seem, I don't think Dave would consider that a reward.
Okay. Dave, please ignore this. Bathe the kids. I won't donate your favorite pit stained T-shirt. That's nice of her.
Okay.
We're bathing
the kids. This is creative.
I
like
good.
It. Yes.
All right. Pack the kids' lunches. He gets a get out of the doghouse free card.
Okay. That's my
one
wife,
of those.
My wife hates making lunches.
Well, you get a get out of the doghouse card from her.
That might be worth it.
Number six, vacuum the car seats, right? Especially
yeah,
with babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to vacuum those things?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Send the dog in.
His reward, yeah. Don't go to some annoying kid's birthday party that weekend.
Oh, that's a good reward.
You know, if you're ever lost in the woods, just look for a minivan because chances are there's crumbs and stuff you can eat under
goldfish,
the seat somewhere.
Cheerios. Yeah. I know, I've been there. And her last one, the biggest thing on her list, because they have babies, is clean up, throw up.
Ugh. Oh, God. Ugh,
the reward?
Yeah.
Anything he wants. That's the anything you want card.
Really?
Holy cow.
Well, he probably wants to go golfing on the weekend. I mean, that's really what he wants.
I like the naked hula dance.
I like to play around.
Yeah,
golf.
Yeah.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And 50 years ago tomorrow, we had our Rocket Men. Imagine that. July
20th.
No.
Come on. Stop.
You're smarter than that. Yeah, 1969, so it is tomorrow, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. They were up there for 2 hours and 36 minutes. That was all there was.
Wow.
That's amazing, right?
Like, all right,
I know.
We're
seems
good.
Like enough.
Right?
We've seen it. There's no atmosphere up here anyway.
Look, we've seen it all.
Yeah, that's right.
JFK Library right across the street here. They have JFK Space Fest tomorrow. There's all
sorts
of cool stuff going on. There's astronauts. There's stuff for the kids. And I really like this. It closes out with a moon-themed musical performance.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
That's
and it's air-conditioned there.
There
so
is.
FYI.
Is
right.
Let's do this.
Here we go.
Okay. It's all about Comic-Con and 2020 movie trailers coming out yesterday. It was crazy, and I want to talk about three of them.
Yeah.
First one I watched, Brian Bell sent it to me yesterday.
Yep.
Was Top Gun 2, Maverick. And this sounds very intriguing. Do we got a little clip?
There it is.
You should be at least a two-star admiral by now.
Yeah.
Yet here you are. Captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
So who's the old dude?
He's back. He looks good.
Who's the old dude?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
So that's Ed Harris talking. Now, Ed Harris doesn't use Botox. I'm going to just say that.
What are you saying, LB?
I mean,
first of all,
Ed Harris is on my list.
Do you like your fries crinkled or do you like
his wrinkles have wrinkles. But you know what? It's okay because I still love Ed Harris. I love him so much. And
when you say you love Ed Harris, you mean you think he's like a sexy guy?
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
100%.
Ed Harris.
Yes. There's something like steely and angry and
you know Tom Cruise is in the movie too, right?
Yeah, I know. No, but for some reason, I know that Ed Harris would not steal my night cream.
And ruin your furniture.
Tom Cruise is going to steal your night cream.
Yeah. So anyway, Tom Cruise, the way he announced it at Comic-Con, I guess he interrupted a Terminator 2 because that trailer was released yesterday. Sort of panel, and he's just dropped the trailer right there. And he also said that, and this is so Tom Cruise, all the flying is real, not CGI, which means that he's a fighter pilot. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't think so.
Some of it, I'm sure. But then maybe, you know, the really cool stuff when they're not showing him flying it
is actually
you know, other pilots.
He doesn't fly the jets if that's where we're going.
I bet he can fly the jet.
I bet he can.
Basically.
Yes.
Just straight.
Just
that
like
guy throws himself into everything.
He really does. He learned how to fly a helicopter for Mission Impossible.
Yeah. I know. It's nuts.
You know.
Miles Teller is in it. John Hamm is in it, which is, you know, and Jennifer Connelly is in it. She is
My wife
ages.
Has this John Hamm big time crush.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I have like to go see Maverick.
Yeah. Okay. That's a normal. Good. Ed Harris is a little almost.
That's a little weird.
It's almost like a kink.
But you know what? He's all yours.
Yeah. It looks so good. Like the jacket, the motorcycle. He uncovers the motorcycle.
I was very excited about it.
He's all yours.
Okay.
All right.
It came out.
Mm.
The trailer for It, the part two with the, you know, Pennywise the Clown, the Stephen King novel.
The first
based
one was just okay. Started out great, but it was,
The book
got
is,
a little weird at the end.
The book is incredible.
Love the book.
I love the book so much. But I do enjoy the movies, and this one looks terrifying. And apparently, according to my source, Jake Connolly, from Canton, Massachusetts, who loves It as much as I do, this is the most amount of blood ever used in a movie.
Who's your source?
Jake. He used to work here. He was on the street team.
Okay, good, Jake. I'm like, wait, I haven't heard of Jake.
Yeah,
okay.
Jake, yeah.
All right, good.
Aficionado.
You will.
You'll
okay.
Right, and then finally, I'm not sure how I can handle this, and I don't think the world can. Mm. Everybody knows where they were when JFK was assassinated. They also know where they were when the Cats trailer dropped.
Oh, is it that
Cats,
bad?
The movie with Taylor Swift and Jennifer Hudson and Dame Judi Dench, and it's so random.
Idris Elba. I'm like,
it's
really?
Terrifying. It's like a CGI Cats. It's so
you don't sound
weird.
Excited.
I'm not.
So weird.
You're not excited.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Is this the trailer?
This is Jennifer Hudson singing, I think, and she really the memory from the from the musical.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave me.
Wow. That was just in the heat.
Right? I'm not. Taylor Swift is in it.
You sound excited.
She loves Cats. So that is what happened in.
It's like every star that loves Cats, I think, is just in it.
Yes, exactly.
So they're all cat people.
Well, we talked to Jane yesterday who thought she was a cat. Did you get her in the movie?
She's
going to
love this movie.
Jane's going to love it.
She's the one.
Those are my
she's
people.
The one they made it for.
Those are my people.
The only one.
Yeah, okay. Is that
that's
it?
That's going it. On.
There's your dirty laundry. All right, it's 6:56. I have to make an observation. Coming up, about a certain tool in the bathroom that I'm starting to see a little bit more and more, because I've been guest housing a lot lately.
Yes, you have.
Staying at people's houses. And I'm seeing this more and more than I want to.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Plus, when you're done, it tucks neatly out of sight, thanks to its innovative, patented design. Truly a footstool fit for a constipated king. So, if you're a human being who poops from your butt, click here to order your Squatty Potty today at squattypotty.com. You wish you tried it years ago. And if you don't trust the prince, how about your doctor? Shark Tank, HuffPost, NPR, Men's Health. They're all crazy about the Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty. The stool for better stools. Pooping will never be the same.
No, it won't. Oh, my goodness.
After hearing that.
All right. Bobservation time. First of all, before I make my Bobservation, my favorite co-host right now ever is LBF. Thank you for the cold brew.
You're welcome.
You're going on vacation. You felt guilty?
Yes.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I like a little guilt.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's good.
Wait till I take 3 weeks off.
Yeah, no. We're just getting into a groove. Okay, let me make a observation because I'm you know, just getting back in New England.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying at different places, houses, hotels, going to friends' houses. You know, a lot of friends invite me over for dinner. That's been very nice. Lunches. And I'm seeing in the bathroom more and more of these squatty potties.
Yep.
And I've never used a squatty potty. I don't think I have a desire to, but I'm starting to see it everywhere. Am I missing out on a movement here?
So to speak.
I mean, really, what the heck is going on?
Well, I just think it's weird, just can I say, that it's whatever you do in the bathroom, but it's weird that you're seeing these squatty potties in guest bathrooms.
Seems like they ought to put it away.
Like,
just
put it away
like,
or have it upstairs, because there's certain things in guest bathrooms you don't want to see, like the squatty potty or the poopery or
the poopery.
Or any sort of magazine or giant book.
Hey, now.
No, not in the guest bathroom.
I like a magazine in the bathroom.
No. Bathrooms
for I leave
guests.
It for our guests.
No.
Don't you want to thumb through a little, good housekeeping or anything?
I think
dad jokes? Dad jokes.
No.
All right, back to the squatty potty. Yeah. Brian, though, you think it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. My niece has one. She's like 11, and she
She's really going to be happy you said that.
Yeah. It's all right.
What's your niece's name, by
the way?
Big
fan. I'm like, and we were over their house. I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is. Like, the Scrawny Pony's right there.
All right.
And I'm like, I kind of think it makes sense.
Okay.
You know.
And you like it just being out.
We don't have one. I don't think my wife would let us have
exactly.
one.
There you go.
Yeah, it's too weird.
Now, Morgan, our program director, assistant PD here, you're saying that somebody you're seeing is, oh, yeah, thank you, is your boyfriend?
Yes, I had never seen one.
So is that his mom's house? Is that?
No, it was at his condo.
What?
That's his?
It was at his condo, and he's younger, and I was like, what is this? But I didn't want to ask him, and then later the conversation came up.
Did he defend himself? This is, you know.
He just said, you know, it's doctor recommended, I guess, or whatever. Like, if you have problems, I don't know.
It wasn't a deal breaker for you?
Yeah. Not at all.
Not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Would it be a deal breaker for you, LBF?
Well, I just think it's funny that Morgan's like dating this guy, but she sees this thing and is like, I don't know if I want to ask him about it. Like that would do that first. Like, what's that?
Is
like,
that a stepping stone?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's happening in the bathroom?
I don't know. So I'm just saying. Yeah.
But you're shy all of a sudden. It's funny.
Right. Oh, I'm not shy.
So right? it didn't bother you?
Not a deal breaker.
That's fine.
No, not at all.
Interesting. Are we missing out on a movement? Is the question I have on the Squatty Potty. Have you used it though, Morgan? Have you?
That's a little personal. No, I mean, that's the thing.
No way. Have you tried it?
No, there's no reason.
Okay.
Great.
She uses it to get to the high shelf.
Yes.
I am vertically challenged.
She's short, so it's like, oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, people are passionate about their Squatty Potties. Well, I know that. But it's not like something you bring up in like cocktail parties
or radio shows.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
But if anybody likes them, 617-931-1057? Because
convince us.
Yeah,
I mean seriously, I'm
but
seeing
in like
it
a
everywhere.
Really clean way.
Yeah. Or defend the poopery. You got to hear that too. And magazines in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I like that. How about you? All right, 617-931-1057. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, let's put this. Observation to bed about the Squatty Potty. I just got a text from my friend Beth, who also cuts my hair.
Yes.
Yesterday, you didn't seem to notice, but that's fine.
I did.
Oh, wow.
No, it looks great,
that's
by the
great,
way.
Wow.
I meant to say that.
And little tone there. I detect a tone.
On the WROR Facebook page, actually, talking about the Squatty Potty, Marcia says, as long as it's clean, I don't care if it's in the bathroom.
Okay. Well,
all right.
So there you go.
There you go. All right.
Things
so we
should
have,
be clean in there.
Okay. Hi, ROR.
Hey, my name's Bob as well. How are you guys doing? And
hey,
welcome
Bob.
To the show, Bob.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to put a different spin on it. I've never really tried it here at home, but I do a lot of traveling abroad to China.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an everyday thing there. There's a hole in the ground, essentially. It's like a little sink basin with an opening. And if you want to go, you got to squat.
So you literally are the Squatty Potty.
You are the Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd throw out there is that paper goods are not easy to find over there. So you can fill in the blank. You can fill in the blank.
You could be a millionaire walking around selling toilet paper in China.
I missed my opportunity.
Boy. All right, so not to get too into it, but it's got to be weird using the hole in the ground. I mean, that's so caveman.
Yes, well, that's true. You get back to the roots, as they say. But first time, it's kind of strange, but after a while, you just kind of get used to it. You know, it's like anything else.
Once you figure out the targeting.
Oh, my
All right, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Well, they give you it's kind of like a landing strip. They do give you a little bit of a zone there.
Okay.
So. That is great. Bob.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, Bob, normally I'd thank you for calling the show, but, you know.
Don't ever call again.
Yes.
No. Glad I could brighten your Friday, guys.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Landing strip.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Wow. Didn't think of that, did you?
No.
Man, this took a bad turn.
It really did.
Okay.
Who would have thought?
You start with that. You know. I'm telling you, though, if you want to make a fortune, you got to go to China with just suitcases of toilet paper.
Yes, you do.
Right? They yen for that.
Oh, boy.
Super hot weekend, in case you missed that headline.
Okay, yeah. Excessive heat warning in effect from noon today to 8 p.m. on Sunday. It's going to be 92 today. It's going to be 98 tomorrow. It's going to be 97 on Sunday. I want to mention, too, that the there are cooling centers all over the city, and the pools are free. So in the city, not I don't know in the other towns. And also, please just don't go to a stranger's house. But
yeah, no, that's not the PSA.
But the public pools in Boston are free.
Just try to stay cool as far as you can. All right, so we had just another call, Brian, on the squatty potty.
Squatty
situation.
Potty calls.
Well, we just heard Bob. He visits China a lot, and he says there's just a hole.
Yeah,
it's sometimes in the ground, and that's it.
That's it.
Okay, hi, ROR. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the squatty potty.
Oh,
thing.
Good. Yeah.
I used to live in Japan, and I just heard the gentleman call in. I'm calling in it from a woman's standpoint. In Japan, we had the same thing. We had the hole, and that applied to women as well as men and children. And it was not the most comfortable thing in the world, but I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, okay. God, thank you.
LBF would hold it for a week.
So, I guess I can take Japan off my bucket list.
Funny you should say bucket.
I know. Maybe I'll bring my bucket. Sick.
Take your bucket on vacation.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, okay?
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, it's like a carry-on. Just do it.
Yes.
There's LBF.
Can I check this, please?
All right, Dirty Laundry coming up.
Okay, there's a Hollywood mansion for sale, but there's a catch. We got some really great movie information, but first, Justin Bieber finally doing the public a solid. No, not by going away. I don't know why I hate on Justin Bieber so much. He's actually calmed down a little bit since he got married.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
And who would have thought a Baldwin would settle him down?
Right? I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's funny how life works. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is great. Thanks to Justin Bieber, Popsicles Double Pops are back. You remember Double Pops?
Yeah,
you have to break them in half, and then each kid would get one. You'd have to do it on the counter, the corner of the counter.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't make them anymore. So back in May, Justin tweeted, "We just realized we can't find double stick popsicles. This is crazy. And at Popsicles, we need those back." And then yesterday, it took a while. Popsicle. They had to find the mold. Like, where we put that double mold? They tweeted, "Hey, Justin Bieber, you asked where are the double pops. Well, you better believe."
You better believe it.
We made a special batch just for you. They're coming in hot, well, cold, actually. Well, but there's a catch,
bring
too.
Bring it back.
Yes. Popsicle said they'd go ahead and make them available again for everybody if they can get 100,000 retweets by Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think they probably have. Like yesterday, they had 44,000. I think I'm going to go retweet it because I love Double Popsicle.
Remember those? Yeah.
Oh, they were
you'd
great.
Break off one for you, one for your sibling.
And there was like that rough edge, and I don't know. It made it taste better
it
for
did.
Some reason.
Yes.
I don't know.
You could smooth it out with
your favorite
tongue.
Popsicle flavor.
I got to go popsicle grape. I like
grape.
Grape. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like cherry. I think anybody who has root beer is just a crazy person.
How about lemonade?
I love root beer.
Love root beer? I like banana. Remember banana popsicles?
No.
I guess I was an outlier. I was an outlier back in the day. Okay, so movie news. Obviously, everyone's talking about the new trailers that came out at Comic-Con yesterday. The It trailer. Top Gun Maverick looks amazing. Tom Cruise surprised everybody with that trailer at Comic-Con yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
Cats.
Oh, God.
That's horrifying.
I've actually blocked it out. It's so horrifying.
I thought you were a kid.
Everybody's going crazy because...
And you're a musical
lover.
I'm
a musical theater
musical.
Person.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't love that song, Memory, because it's just so overdone. But Jennifer Hudson sings it. It's not good, people.
Wow, it's huge.
It's not good. All right, so Lion King.
Do you have
King.
A snippet of it, Brian? Just
do you want to hear just a little
just
bit of
a
it?
Little
the Cats, the snippet of it.
I mean, she's...
It might ruin your mind.
It might ruin
big,
it.
Big singer.
Okay, here
ready?
We go.
Here it is.
Plus, when you're done, it tucks...
No, that's squatty potty, Brian.
Just as disturbing. That no, sounds terrible.
That
right?
would get me out of bed in the morning. If that was my alarm.
That was your cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Terrible. Cat
over,
and heat.
Over.
Lion King, speaking of cats and heat, the Lion King hits theaters this weekend. I'm very excited. A great weekend to see it. It's going to be hot, so obviously.
Sure.
Movie theaters are air conditioned. Beyonce, it's. I'm very excited. I watched a documentary on it the other night. I DVR'd it. It looks great. I can't wait to see it. And I can't wait for Lucy to see it. And all the kids are going to love it.
Lion King.
Oh yeah. Yep. And then finally, speaking of Hollywood, and movies, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is coming out with Quentin Tarantino's movie, and it's a reviving interest in the Charles Manson murders. But the interesting thing is that one of the mansions that Manson killed a couple in, not the Sharon Tate house, is up for sale. Mm. The LaBianca's, Lino and Rosemary LaBianca's mansion is for sale. It's going for $2 million. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of inexpensive. It hasn't been updated like maybe since 1998 or something like that. But would you ever buy that house?
I mean, I don't have a bigger problem with it, but my wife would never, ever buy that house.
I think it's just too notorious. Like it's like there's,
you'd
it's
have
not
to
just,
always explain.
Yes,
you'd
exactly.
Be like,
I would
yeah,
never
that's
buy
it
that
happened.
House.
I don't want to live in a murder house.
That's what it would be.
Yeah,
any of them. No
I don't
thanks.
Want. Yeah, or yeah, a no death thanks. House.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm sure
that.
Somebody died in my house.
But tells you if they're asking only two,
yes,
they know
right.
that it's probably $4 million house.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't think it's going to really.
You want to take a quick poll and see if anybody would buy a house?
A house where that happened.
A notorious house where somebody was killed.
617-931-1057 if you would or wouldn't.
Yeah, because it's
and
for sale.
Why?
Yeah, and why? And where do you live? We,
yeah,
wanna,
exactly.
We don't want anything
yeah,
to do
exactly.
with it now. Some people might think it's a great buy.
I know.
All right.
A bargain.
753.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And you brought up in your dirty laundry, LBF, Manson mansions where
before
he did his deed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, before he killed Sharon Tate.
It's up for sale. Yeah.
And people at that house, he and his followers killed the LaBianca couple.
That's right.
And so that was, and so their mansion is for sale. It's going for $2 million, but it's probably worth a lot more.
I think
it is.
Because
of the notoriety, they get lowered the price. And one that begs the question, would you buy a house where such a terrible thing happened?
We all say no here.
I'm a no.
No way.
You know,
no.
It is a bargain.
We got some
still.
Sick puppies on the phone, though, Bob.
All right, let's find out. Okay, ROR.
I would, and I'll tell you why, because I'm an amateur ghost hunter.
Oh.
Okay.
And do you think you'd find something there?
Especially being a mansion, and if it's going to be under any kind of construction, that's normally when spirits are stirred up.
Oh, really?
Specifically where someone was murdered, there's going to be an anguished soul or two.
So why would you want that house?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why do you want to talk to those people?
You said all the
I know. So, no, I would definitely buy it, and especially if it's going to be a cheaper price.
Okay, so you're a bargain hunter and a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Then you're really bringing your work home with you, though.
Exactly. I know. Huh?
Home. Hey, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I was just calling in to let you know that I would definitely buy that house.
Really?
Oh, man.
I would. And the reason why is because I'm a cheapskate. And I think that to get a $4 million house for $2 million to me is exciting.
I think it's a bargain. Yeah.
And I think it would, honestly, it's not creepy, but I think it just would add some character to the house.
Good story.
Right?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
And
I wouldn't allow anybody, any of my guests, to come over and eat root beer popsicles.
She would live in a house that was murdered.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So, wow. Yeah, you have your standards.
Okay. That's what bothered your root beer popsicle.
Yeah, that. Not
right.
Murder, but root beer popsicle.
I don't
popsicles.
Really want to go over anyway.
Good with all that.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, it is. Let's say good morning to Marina Lombardi. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Wow. Are you any relation to the coach Lombardi?
I don't think so, no. We're from different regions of Italy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Vince, one of our favorite coaches.
Hey, my favorite word is, when I give my last name, it's Lombardi like the trophy.
Ah, oh. And you got six of them, don't you?
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Good. All right. You know how the game works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, just say pass. Now, we'll go back to it if we have time. You get all 10 right. What happens?
I win $1,000.
She's done her homework.
On it.
All right.
Ready.
So, yeah, she's from Tufts Medical, by the way. So Ooh. She's smart.
Yeah, you're already at work this morning, right?
Yes, I am. 7:30.
What do you do there?
I work in the medical management department.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right. So here we go, Marina. 3, 2, 1.
What month is it?
July.
Where did Little Miss Muffet sit?
On a tuppet.
Who is the mayor of Boston?
Marty Walsh.
What color is the blood of insects?
Blue.
Who was the first Eagle Scout to become president?
Pass.
What is the least used letter in the English alphabet?
X.
What did Harrison Ford do for a living before he became an actor?
Carpenter.
What is stored in a camel's hump?
Bones.
What movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Academy Award for Best Director?
Pass.
Nick Carraway is the narrator of this novel.
Pass.
What who was the first Eagle Scout to become president?
Clinton.
What movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Academy Award for Best Director?
Close Encounters.
Nick Carraway is the narrator of this novel.
Kill a Mockingbird.
Not bad, though,
not bad.
Marina.
You started strong. Couple of wrong answers,
well,
but
she got July right, so
yes,
that's,
well,
good.
That's good.
Good job.
Marty Walsh is happy that you know who he is.
Yeah.
The color of the blood of insects is yellow.
Gross.
Gross.
Ew. Ew. So gross.
The first Eagle Scout to become president, JFK. The least used letter in the English alphabet, X was a good answer, but it's Q, actually.
Q. Yeah.
What is stored in a camel's hump? Fat.
One hump or two?
Both.
Marina.
Steven Spielberg's first Academy Award for Best Director, Schindler's List. It took him that long.
Wow, wow.
And Nick Carraway is the narrator of The Great Gatsby.
Wow.
There you go.
But you know what? You did a good job. I loved your confidence. And we have a super good consolation prize.
We do, Marina. How about a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion? August 13th, we hope it's going to be a little bit cooler then, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Well, that was fun. Glad you played along with us.
Yeah, thanks, Marina.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, and a fun fact for you, LBF.
More?
Well, no, you said that your husband's a big Gatsby fan, and he quoted Gatsby to you.
Jeez.
And that's how you guys came
yeah,
together.
Yeah, you sealed the
Win
deal.
Win her heart.
He won my heart with a Great Gatsby quote. He's actually more of an Ernest Hemingway guy, but the Great Gatsby quote sealed the deal.
Does he call you sport? Hey, sport.
No, remember he calls that? Me mother.
That's right.
That's a whole different story.
How'd we forget? Hey, Marina, thanks for playing. Stay cool this weekend, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You hang on. So we got tickets to John Fogerty. Mother. Yeah, we're going to miss you next week. You're going on vacation.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't plan accordingly. And I think it's good because much like the way that Dave... I made him, like, sort of wait. It's like absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay, we'll see. All right, we got the power of love. Of course, LB. You brought in iced coffee for Brian and me today. You scored some major points.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And my wife just texted me real quick on that story you did about the mansion LaBianca's were killed in. It's up for sale for $2 million.
Yes.
And none of us wanted to buy it. I said my wife wouldn't. She said, you know me well, I would never. I don't care if it comes with a chef, house cleaner, and a box of puppies.
Oh, wow.
Never.
Oh,
wow.
She said, just go in and get the puppies. Okay. Okay. You mentioned...
You mentioned earlier that...
Bieber
did actually a good thing. He asked Popsicle why they aren't making double Popsicles anymore. And then Popsicle said, okay, we will, and want people to retweet it. But the double Popsicle, I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah. And you said, they said, you better... Believe we will.
Oh, believe,
right?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Popsicles.
We got Debbie on the line, actually, about Popsicles.
Debbie?
Just want to let you know, we have Popsicles at the store I work in, the double stick.
Oh.
And they come in, the flavors are orange, banana, and cherry.
Oh, you can have the banana.
Okay.
LB.
I'm going orange.
The LBF will have that.
Yeah. Where's the store?
Yeah.
In Concord, Massachusetts.
Oh, you all fancy. Have double popsicles there.
Oh, aren't we though?
You got three car garages and double popsicles.
Showing off again.
Can I get a bottled water, though?
What's the name of your store?
Crosby's Market.
Oh, we're coming. We're
going to
make I'm road tripping.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for a house.
Wait to
you
see
never
you
know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking for a house, so Debbie, I might be up there.
There's some nice places around here.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah. What does $2 million get you there, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Maybe a cape.
Yeah,
that'll be about some double popsicles.
Why'd you ask about water? They don't have water in
California. No, they don't sell it
water.
Now.
Oh.
They're a fancy town.
They're very fancy. No bottled water.
But double popsicles.
It's against the law.
But they do have double popsicles in it. Go figure. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And it's going to feel like sweet, hot home Alabama all weekend.
Yeah, just a reminder, the excessive heat warning is in effect from noon today until 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Okay.
It's going to be hot.
Hot.
90s hot.
Like 98 tomorrow.
Yeah.
98 Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to see a lot of this weekend, LBF? And I'm not sure if you're excited about this or not.
Margaritas?
Nope. You'll wish. But you're going to see a lot of guys who are very confident about just taking their shirt off and either walking around their yard, your yard, without a shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the world is divided into two types of men.
Okay.
Those who take their shirt off at any opportunity and those who would never even consider it in public. Like,
I'm number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad.
No,
I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, you know, I'm going up to the NASCAR races this weekend, and there's a lot of guys up there that do not wear shirts that really should.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My dad was always a shirt off in the summer guy.
Just walking around the yard.
Working around the house, working around the yard, yeah.
My father-in-law, Leo, he just passed, but he was that guy too.
Yeah.
And he did not care.
My grandmother was that guy.
Handsome woman.
No, I just think it's like, I mean, a shirt actually serves a purpose in the heat because it's like wicking the sweat away from your body.
Yeah.
I know that, like, and also protecting you from a very bad sunburn and protecting our eyes from your beer gut.
Well, there's that, but how about this? So the other day, last weekend, we were driving, doing chores. Some guy was jogging, and then he was in super shape. I mean, this guy, you know, very proud of his physique.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife even said, put a shirt on. I said, you're lying. No. She's
yeah, I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's like,
I like that. That's
people
good.
Should be wearing clothes. If you want to not wear clothes, then be an animal.
They are. My wife texted me and said, it's never the guys you want to have their shirts off anyway.
Yeah.
So she's not hanging out with your
dad,
wife.
My dad. Yeah, that's it. They don't call it a dad bod for nothing.
That's right.
But be ready. You're going to see a lot this weekend. It's 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Pour some sugar on me. Or don't. Or no.
Well.
No. So we're just talking that this weekend, because of the excessive heat, super hot. You know the guys who feel super confident not wearing a shirt.
Yes, the confidence I wish I could bottle.
Right?
Because
yeah,
you know
too.
What? It seems like all the guys get it and the ladies don't.
Yeah, and no matter what their body is like,
yeah,
they don't care. So we just threw
Weird.
It out there for ladies. do you like to see that this weekend or anytime? What do you say?
Well, I had an observation and an opinion.
Okay.
Observation is that it always seems guys seem to think that they're God's gift and think they're gorgeous, and women all think that they're ugly. That aside, I think that if men are allowed to walk around with their shirts off in public, then so should women.
Anybody in the room with a problem with that?
I don't think you
no,
two
I
do.
Nope.
I think we're good.
I go to the beach.
Three, what are you doing about threes? Are you working outside or anything?
Meet me at the nudist park.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
Cool. Thanks, Marie. Appreciate you. Okay, bye. ROR.
So my answer to the question would be absolutely not. Do I want to see a man walking around with no shirt on?
Good.
All right.
Good.
Unequivocally.
Under any condition.
Under any condition.
Thank
because
you.
Because he's either one, showing off,
mm-hmm.
or two, lazy.
Or not self-aware.
I think think you nailed it. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. ROR, what's your take?
Hey, I'm totally fine with men without shirts in public as long as they're buff, which I know is kind of prejudiced, but what I don't like are those sleeveless muscle shirts. I'd rather see somebody without a shirt, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the sleeveless thing is a very mullety sort of 80s yeah. I don't want to get in the car with you thing.
Absolutely.
Well, you're okay as long as they're buff. So yes, dad bods, no. We don't want to see that. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm out. Okay,
that's all right.
Fine. Leave my shirt on. That's
good. She's not a fan of Billy from Stranger Things.
No. Okay. That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Yep.
Got it.
Bad.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. You stay cool, okay?
You too.
That's nice. So there you have it.
I have a new prayer.
Yeah?
God grant me the confidence of a man with a dad bod walking around with no shirt on a 90-degree day.
Right? Yeah.
Wow, put that on a pillow.
Nice quilted pillow. Yeah. Hey, by the way, guys, Saturday, the WROR street team is going to be, that's tomorrow at Volvo Village in Danvers from 11 to 1.
Shirtless?
No, that is not happening. Lots of AC. And Sunday, the street team is going to be at, this is awesome, the Jimmy Fun 5K and Fun Run at Millennial Park. Can you imagine?
Hydrate.
Wow. The 5K run. That's dedication. It's all for a great cause. The Jimmy Fun.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.